Welcome to Blakey Psychotherapy. We're glad you're here. Thinking about therapy and talking to a therapist requires courage. You've taken the first step.
Resilience, a gift from hard times. In 1978, M. Scott Peck, an American psychiatrist, published his best-selling book, The Road Less Traveled, in which the first sentence reads, "Life is difficult." Dr. Peck wasn't kidding. On a daily basis, we deal with problems large and small, ranging from not being able to find our car keys to dealing with a difficult coworker. Usually, we're able to cope with these challenges with the help of our friends, family, and some self-care practices. However, what happens when we're hit with something really big? A loved one dies, a marriage ends, a job is lost. We're not the only ones trying to keep it together. On a global scale, the problems seem to be insurmountable. We only have to hear the local, national, or international news to realize that, put it mildly, life is difficult, and many of us are able to move past the challenges. Why? The answer is resilience. While the term resilience was first the object of research in the 1970s, it has now become somewhat of a buzzword. A Google search provides over 10,600,000 sites to explore everything from physical resilience to the resiliency of the workplace to why companies should encourage this trait in their employees. The resilience that I'm focusing on is psychological resilience. What is psychological resilience? The American Psychological Association, 2017, defines resilience as the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or significant sources of stress. It is our ability to pick ourselves up after hard times and carrying on, often wiser and more resourceful. Resilience doesn't look the same from one person to another. However, it does allow individuals to bounce back from a stressful or traumatic situation with competent functioning, i.e. the ability to carry on. Like a piece of bamboo, we bend, we don't break. A common misconception is that resilient people are free from negative emotions and thoughts and remain optimistic in most or all situations. Instead, a sign of being resilient is the ability to use proper coping techniques that allow them to effectively and relatively easily navigate around or through crises. But what are these coping techniques and how do we develop them? Ideally, resilience is something we learn in childhood through the key adults in our lives. We are able to grow up in stable enough homes and become securely attached to our primary caregivers. Perhaps we are able to watch adults in our lives practice resilience. We were encouraged to develop our own ability to self-soothe when we were emotionally upset and sought self-efficacy, confident that we were able to take care of ourselves. Our physical, emotional, and spiritual needs were adequately met. Unfortunately, not everyone was fortunate enough to grow up in such an ideal nesting ground for resilience, but it's never too late to develop it. The American Psychological Association suggests 10 ways to build resilience, which are: maintain good relationships with close family members, friends, and others; avoid seeing crises or stressful events as unbearable problems; accept circumstances that cannot be changed; develop realistic goals and move towards them; take decisive action in adverse situations; look for opportunities of self-discovery after struggle with a loss; develop self-confidence; keep a long-term perspective and consider the stressful event in a broader context; maintain a hopeful outlook, expecting good things and visualizing what is wished; and take care of one's body and mind, exercising regularly, paying attention to one's own needs and feelings. Just like it's important to have a support system in place before it's needed, resilience is the same. If you have decided that the ability to bounce back from an adversity is a skill you would like to improve, then start now, before a major life crisis calls for its use. Sometimes mental health challenges get in the way of increasing our level of resilience. Karen Ravitch and Andrew Schatti, in their book, The Resilience Factor, 7 Keys to Finding Your Inner Strength and Overcoming Life's Hurdles. Identify the 5 typical emotions that we associate with a lack of resilience, namely anger, sadness or depression, guilt, anxiety or fear, and embarrassment. And while it's natural to experience all these emotions, the key in recognizing them as indicators of a lower level of resilience is whether or not they are disproportionate to the event. Looking back at something, you might catch yourself thinking, wow, I really overreacted. Or if the same event triggers the same emotion repeatedly. If that's the case, speaking to a therapist might be helpful. I have spoken to many people who have been able to successfully live through hard times and are grateful for the experience. A common theme runs through their description of the events that while they wouldn't choose to repeat the experience, they are thankful for what they learned, a recognition of their strength, the creation of new relationships, or an increased sense of self-efficacy. Hard times come to everyone, and we can choose how we respond and find meaning in them. If you're having difficulty, please reach out. And I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening. The Blakey Psychotherapy Podcast is produced and recorded by Anita Woodard from Woodard Administration. Please subscribe and tell a friend about the podcast. For more information or to connect, our website is www.laurieblakeye.com. Thank you and take care of your mental health.